Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others paid for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Nobody knows where they might wake up because you drank too much.
Work the afro. Got the afro. Got the afro. Work, work, work the afro.
Oh, 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 Ramon. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to After Buzz. This is the Grey's Anatomy After Show. I'm Star Session. We've got my co-host over here.
Hi, Star. I'm Jason J. Carter. Hey, After Buzzes. How's it going?
Good. I've got an afro. I'm feeling loose. I'm feeling free.
Star,
Burke is back.
Yes, you're all natural tonight. Mm-hmm. And yes, Burke is back. Burke is back. And okay, let's do our shout-outs real quick because we're about to go in
on this episode.
We got to say something to Talibatar, who, by the way, Talibatar, we love you. Thank you so much. She is like on it. She tweets me like news and gossip and like behind the scenes of Grey's Anatomy. She knows
super
folks.
Fan. Super
she knows
into
people.
It.
She knows people.
I'm with you.
Got to say what's up to Brianna Gurley, Cleo Lorraine, Kyle White, Alicia Harding, Sanja Bumbar, Abigail, I think her name is Wyshaw? Abigail, but you know who you are. She's like, y'all never give me a shout out.
Oh, and then you didn't. Then you butchered her name.
Well, I mean, it's at, but people, she butchered her own hashtag, her own Twitter handle.
Oh, she should have gotten like just her name something simple.
Lovable Nikki.
But we do love our fans.
Yeah, Lovable Nikki be on it too. Who else? I don't want to forget anyone because the season's almost about to wrap up and people stay bitter at me for like months.
That's true.
They'll be at the premiere. So, Jason, you forgot to give me
well,
a shout out.
Well, my phone died. So I just shout out to all the people that have been tweeting since earlier today.
Also, I
started at 6 a.m.
Kimberly Mayfield at KDallas91. She's been messaging me, DMing me all day talking about, you know, also, you know, she said that the storyline's inconsistent, the limelight's inconsistent. She was going in. She had some heated things to say about tonight's episode.
Oh, my goodness.
So, let's talk about it.
Where do we even start? I mean, let's start soft.
Okay, yeah. Christina gets invited to Zurich.
Zurich.
Where is Zurich? Is Zurich in Switzerland, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say it's like in Norway, but no, it's in Switzerland.
Yeah. There you go.
It's Swiss. It's in Zurich.
So she gets to go to Zurich. She's been invited by a name called Vice.
Yeah. First of all, why would you hop on a plane to go to a foreign country by a one named
email.
Yeah,
like, can you come to talk about your conduit?
My name is Jones. You want to come to Paris? Sure, Jones.
But the fact is, it's an all-paid expense trip to Zurich. But she was at the ticket counter saying, can I get a round-trip ticket? Like, isn't that a little expensive? No?
Well,
like, at the ticket counter?
Well, normally in real life, the ticket's purchased already. It's
right?
Round trip. Why would
you just walk and be like, oh, I hope there's a seat for me? Is that how it rolls?
Or like, or I might decide to move here and not come back.
You know, yeah, that stupid. That was a little inconsistent. We'll have to agree with our Twitter fans.
Inconsistent.
And then when she gets there, she gets to have her speech about the conduit, and she gets a question from the audience, and, and it's dun-dun-dun, lighting, music,
everything,
action.
You know, I'm going to say this. Burke being black really helped with the whole God, is that you thing, because it was like, you couldn't see him.
It was written all over her face, like, God, hello?
Who's asking me these questions? And that lisp of Burke's was like...
I was like, what is he saying? I needed closed captioning for that one.
Christina, so, like, if...
Missed that whole whatever he was saying.
If the heart and the conduit.
Aww.
Yeah. Seven years?
That's your lisp, buddy.
You tried it, Star. You tried
it. Jason has a little bit of a lisp.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I hate you. You have a fro tonight.
That's true.
You know, you're freeving all over the place tonight.
I'm with Stephanie Edwards
tonight. Romantic hair for you. But, the whole Burke reveal was definitely okay. It was done right. It was great. But why was he standing in the middle of the stairwell, like
the reveal of his face, the lighting,
the orchestration music.
He stepped into the light. The music building.
Crescendo.
I said crescendo. I don't know. Crescendo, and then we realize it's him. And it's like, okay, Burke.
And she was instantly turned on. She was like, where is my sex toy?
Everyone was clapping. I'd be like, security? But I guess he owns the hospital.
Well, we find out he owns the hospital.
He owns the hospital. He is the man in charge. He's been doing surgery.
He is the HNIC.
Ooh.
For those who know what that is, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say it here because Maria Menounos would kick my black ass.
With that said, yeah, I mean, when we first start to see who he is, we realize that we were excited because Burke is back. But really, we were like, Burke is a dick.
Right.
Right? I mean, I was kind of like irritated with him
I wasn't irritated with him
feeling
because...
feeling him.
I was more... Okay, if they really wanted to make that powerful, Christina Yang's react. Christina has one reaction on her face. It's either like, I'm mad and I'm madder. There's no kind of like surprise or her eyebrows don't move or she's very like Botox.
She was definitely not excited.
Yeah, but I think she was a little shocked and maybe a little... scared or you star, you know, when you see that ex, the one that broke your heart or the one that got you sprung, and you see them again after a while, you're like
speechless. She said, I gotta make a phone call.
She's like hold on, I gotta call. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Oh, Mayor, I got
my person.
Yeah, and Mayor, you know.
But it was it was cute how he was like, tell Meredith I said hello, even though she was trying to be ambiguous about it and just say, I got to make a phone call. I thought that was really cute and clever, but we all knew she was calling Meredith. I mean, hello, like, he used an alias name.
Right.
He's going to bring her coffee after this, like, hey, I hope you're fine, here's coffee. I mean, F you.
Right,
you
know? It's like, how dare you? And she was looking fly.
There was a lot of F you moments in this whole, every time that they were together, it was kind of like, he kept throwing things at her to
he
be
was
like
very
F
passive
you,
aggressive
F you,
though
F you,
yeah
F you, F you. I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
And I love how she left the coffee behind. I don't know if that She's was like, an editing you know what? Moment or no. if that was on purpose, but I really, really love that.
I'm
she
not
left
gonna drink
behind.
Your Zurich coffee. You're from Norway or
but
wherever
she
you're from
was definitely intrigued because I think she was ready to walk away at that point.
She still wanted a piece of that chocolate.
Until he dangled a surgery that she had to see over his head. You know?
Right.
She didn't fly all this way just to, you know,
right.
say a speech when there's a little bit more added to the punch.
For sure. So, and I will reiterate that her heels were bomb. Yang looked hot.
She did look good.
She cleans up very well.
Yeah, she looked good. She looked sleek. The shoes were on point. But, you know, when they got into that surgery, she was not impressed.
No.
Until...
the Jim and the holographic heart. It's Showtime synergy.
Yeah. I was like, it's Tupac! Because, you know, they did the hologram Tupac last year at Coachella. Right. Uh-huh. Hashtag throwback Thursday.
Yeah, they got... And then she could touch the heart.
And then you can move
and Star,
it.
Did you not see their hands intertwined together? Yeah. They were trying. They were doing the most.
But the music was all sexual. I mean, they were really trying to pull us in with him, like, being all slow.
But you know what? They have great chemistry. Burke and Yang always have fantastic chemistry.
Yes, it's true. But it's just like every time I look at him, he's just like, ugh. He left her at the altar.
And she says, you know, remember, I had to get caught out of my dress. And, you know, they
played. I had to what?
Get caught out of her dress. They played the season 3 finale tonight before the.
I was driving over here. And I wish I could have seen it again. That would have been a good one.
But that was back when the writing on Grey's was epic. I mean, that was probably one of the most emotional, sad, powerful moments of Grey's Anatomy that you can't recreate that because it was just so damn good.
It was good.
And there was a twist there. You did not think that Burke would stand her up at the altar because Burke was going to think she was going to stand him up at the altar.
Yep.
So it's just like all these parallel things that are coming back and seeing them back on the same screen together. I was wondering, how would I feel? Would I hearken back to 2007 when this happened? Or would I, you know, and I didn't feel their chemistry again. It was a whole new world. It was like, okay, well, they're different people now. And I wanted them to have that moment of maybe passion, embrace, and her be like, no. You know, or something right. different versus in what we got.
No, well, we definitely got, as a viewer, we both at the same time realized that the way they're trying to portray him was that, can't even get my words together, that we wouldn't like him.
Right.
You know, like that we were just kind of like disgusted that he's even back. The way he was just acting like he's so all high and mighty. Here's my beautiful new office. Here's my backdrop green screen.
Here's my holographic heart.
Yeah, like it was just like throwing a lot of FUs in her face.
Right. Like,
and she was, okay, you felt the chemistry, right? He was being all extra sexual.
Extra.
And she was like, okay, if you're bringing me all the way across country using an alias name because you knew I wouldn't come, why are you acting all sexual and do you want me back? And he was like, here's my kids.
I know. It was like, boom.
Another F you. And I'm like,
you bastard.
You're rude.
Like, here's my wife, Indra, 5 years. Here's my kid, Fonquisha and Monisha. They're great. They're cute. I was like, really? And Emporia. And here's the thing.
Her name was Grace, the wife.
Grace,
but
whatever her name was.
Fonquisha.
I mean, look, but here's the thing about Yang.
They had natural African hair. They were working in those pictures.
They were freeven.
Free.
The thing about that I felt for Yang because, okay, so you see two different lives now. You see how Burke, because we haven't seen Burke in 7 years. It's been since 2007 since we've seen Burke. It's been a long time.
Burke,
you
know, is bad.
Burke got a receding hairline. A lot of things happened to Burke in that 7 years. But he's more successful. He is, you know, of this hospital. Because he was the man. And Christina's been through a lot. And there was a lot of references about the plane crash. The things that he knew that happened to her, but they were very indirect. And seeing him show the wife and the kids, I felt bad for Yang. I was like, wow, dude, like, you broke this woman, and you did all these horrible things to her, and so much has happened to her that's even worse than anything that could happen to you. But yet you have, it's just like, wow, she was stronger than him, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, well, she's really good about putting on a front, but I want to definitely back up a little bit, because he was like, I know that you've been working on this conduit, and right. I know you know what I've been working
right.
on. As if they're, you know, but everyone is always like, what is my ex doing on Facebook? If they're not deleted.
Not me.
You know? No?
Mm-mm.
Or everyone's just trying to see what's going on.
My ex is fat. No, thank you.
Well, if you had the chemistry still there and he left you at the altar, you would probably keep still looking 7 years later.
Probably.
But with those 7 years later, with the inconsistency that some of our fans are saying about this episode, she would have known that he would have had a wife and kids.
Right,
you know?
So she wasn't. So she
really,
wasn't.
But she never answered that question. Right. He assumed that she knew what his life had
Pompous
turned into.
Bastard.
You know, there was a little moment there that I noticed. So
After Buzzers, I will say tonight I was definitely Team Christina because first of all, I wish ABC would stop with this whole farewell to Christina. Like, we know she's
leaving.
They're
making it really big.
I wish they should, of course. I mean, she deserves that. But the whole, they take the Grey's Anatomy, the bold, you know, the bold
and they
bend.
Bring that font down to 10.
And then farewell to Christina. It's like, stop. She's leaving. We get it. Let's just keep it moving. But I felt for her. It was just, there were so many moments of emotion. I was just like, damn, that's gotta, wonder what she's feeling like. If that was me in real life, how would I feel? I would be a little elated because here's this person that changed your life emotionally. You haven't seen, fell off the face of the earth physically. You couldn't see this person again. Of course, you could read about them in publications, whatever.
Right.
And then to have that person, you know, it's like you're waiting for that moment to happen.
Right.
Karma. And you wait and you play it on your head how it's going to be so perfect and what you're going to say.
It doesn't go the way you want.
And sometimes it goes better than you ever imagined. But there's always a twist, a sideball, a curve that's like, really? And tonight we kept getting tons of, really? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, there was a lot of moments like referencing back to Yang right. mm-hmm. and the fact that he did move on. He did have a house, a wife and kids, but he made it clear that, you know, she couldn't be that
right.
person for
That's
him
urgent.
Because
right.
they both needed to do something great in this world.
Right.
And with each other being together, like he says in the end of the episode, is that like, you were my everything, that I wasn't really focusing so much on the science of it, that I was focusing so much on you that I couldn't have gotten to this place where I am now.
Right.
But with that said, now I have this family and she's holding down the fort, and there's no way I could have a wife that didn't want kids. So that's that jab again. It's another F you again, even though he probably didn't know about the whole not wanting to have kids, Owen, or situation. But, you know, there's that moment of back and forthness where, like, Yang just had a few jabs at her this episode, but
no, a lot of jabs. But it, and the reason why the jabs probably hurt so much is because, like, again, of everything she's been through prior and their history, and just like her overall story. She's always getting when she got choked out.
Stop bringing that up. Every
but
episode.
It's the truth, though. She got choked out. I mean, every man that she's loved has been a douchebag in some way, shape, or form.
She should just be a lesbian.
Yeah, I mean, she'd be a hot lesbian.
She would work.
I mean, I go for that. So, but I mean, it was nice to see. It was nice to see them back together. And I kind of felt like their chemistry when they were in the hospital looking at the heart was kind of forced, because she was like, oh, it's a holographic heart. And yeah, I want. And now I'm like, now you're excited about this. And then there's a whole room full of conduit builder. It was like alien cocoons.
Oh, the printers, yeah, the 49 printers.
Yeah, like breeding people, you know, like in like Minority Report or something like that. You know, it is very weird. Very, very weird. So let's go back to Seattle. Let's get back on the stage.
Let's just wrap them up, because we're basically done with them, right? In a sense?
Well, no, because we have what he wants from her.
Okay, we'll come back.
Yeah, we'll come back to that, because that was the twist that everyone on Twitter was talking about. Oh, there's twists tonight. And for once, tonight's episode did live up to the hype of the promotion.
I love tonight's episode.
Yeah, it was very good. The Like a Virgin cover, fan-freaking-tastic.
Yes, we were still singing it until right before we pressed play on
Madonna's
this.
Probably like, you know, this is wrong. They redid my song better than I ever could.
It was just slow, and I liked it.
It was more heartfelt. Because, mm-hmm. like, I mean, remember the... Let's not talk about that. But yeah, and also...
it just went really well with the episode tonight.
Why don't they do what they say? Say what they eat. One thing in and out burger. That's my version of the song, because I'm definitely wanting an In-N-Out burger right now.
That just totally happened.
Yeah, 80s, 80s, 80s music, 80s
so
music.
So the episode basically starts out this evening with, are you looking to terminate? Avery, Kepner, they got the what is it called?
The mammogram? No. Sonogram?
Sonogram?
You said mammogram, star.
I said and you said mammogram on air.
Okay, it was a gram.
I love that. Anyways, they were... They were looking to see if she was really with child, and it's true. And this first question out of the OBGYN's mouth was, do you want to terminate?
Like, pow. Like, okay, look, let's get to the chase. Do you want to abort the baby?
Yeah. But my question was, Kepner was like, do you? But Kepner, you're...
Jesus freaked out. Yeah, like, you don't abort
that's
babies.
That's not even an option for you, so why would you even ask him? Because it's your body. Right. But I guess
she wanted to know. Inconsistencies.
No, but I mean, I would want to know too, because we've been fighting for the last two episodes about
what kind of question. That's like you want like macaroni or mashed potatoes. Honey, do you want to abort the baby? You know, like, let me know now.
Just let me know.
Please let me know. Give me a heads up. Tweet me.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're still a little bit on the rocks, but this episode turned really cute when they started going into baby names. And she confronted Arizona. And I'm FYI, I've been up on my names because I got a comment that why doesn't start over names?
Characters.
And I did some studying. And sometimes I just have issues. We're live here. Hello.
And it's late.
And it's late at night. But with that said, they had baby names. Arizona was, you know, going off of names like hashtag. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And she slipped that one in. Hashtag would be one of the names.
And Agamemnon?
Agamemnon.
Who? What, that's even worse than Calliope.
Yeah.
Agamemnon. We can call her Aggie.
Aggie.
Stupid. Don't do it. Dude, I mean, if you're listening and out there and your name is Agamemnon, get an alias. Maybe you should be Vice.
Yeah. Well, Kepner and Avery, they were sitting over having lunch, snack, whatever. They were in the cafeteria. And she was basically saying, like, names. And she goes, Phoebe. And he goes, Phoebe Freebie, hashtag slut. You know, whatever. That was, like, really a cute moment.
Well, Phoebe's a horrible name anyways.
Yeah, Phoebe's, like, horrible.
That's, like, very, like, 87.
But in that scene, we see that they definitely are still in that fighting phase. Like, they can't agree with anything. Like, she was really distraught that the doctor, that was the first thing that she said. But I don't know. When it came down to it, April just wants him to be on her side.
Right.
And, you know, we see in this episode that she's on his side when, are we going to jump a little forward?
Sure.
When Chief Weber.
Who's really pissed about the Harper Avery scandal.
Yes.
Scandalo.
Chief Weber, he basically called a meeting about the Avery Foundation and how the scandal happened with her not ruining the award.
Basically saying that, look, people, no one in this hospital is going to win in Harper Avery, so don't even try it. And, you know, I'm glad that Chief is going there.
Proactive but putting them on blast.
No, but it's not even proactivity. It's like hashtag team too much, though.
A little too much.
He's, like, really adamant about, he's really mad about it. And then we find out that.
Well, he's a little hurt that his girlfriend.
His woman.
You know, I think he's also going over the fact that he lost his girlfriend in this whole situation.
Yeah, she was whack.
Yeah, as well as, you know, like, the integrity of the award is right. Definitely gone. But do you think that he should have not called Avery? And I think Avery should have been the first step.
Well, I think he's making it very personal, and he's like, he's being passive aggressive, meaning like, look, I was screwing your mom. Your mom's a total biatch, and I hate you for it too because you're blood. Ooh. And we should have never got into bed with the Harper Avery people, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. I think it's another facet of tonight's episode that could have kind of been left out. I really feel like this episode should have been about Burke and Christina more, but we also have the patient stories, and we have a really weird 90s kind of feel for Alex and Joe when he pulls up in the car. He's in a suit. I was like, what is this?
So did he nice quit? Car.
Did he quit?
Well,
apparently.
We're jumping around so much. I love it. But I thought he was giving like a 2-week notice. They just kind of like were like.
He quit and got a new car.
Yeah, he was like, got a new car.
And Gold Digger Joe, she's like, yes, God, I'm all about it.
Yeah, she's like, you're buying the next round of drinks.
What is she? She is a gold digger. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag. I would be a little bit too.
I mean, yeah, if totally. My man, like, if I had money for sure. Like, I mean, yeah, buy me whatever you want. I don't
hello,
care.
That would have been fun. But you know, Miss Gold Digger Joe, she was very overwhelmed in this episode. You know, everyone was throwing work at her, and she couldn't handle it. She never spoke up, and that's when she messed up and got stuck and
she
made
tried
the lady
to extrapolate something from some lady, and she something
she made
happened.
It worse.
She perfed something, and now she cannot get. A transplant something.
And okay. Owen something.
And after Buzzers and Star Session, can we talk about how whack and lame Amy looks? Who gave her that mom wig?
The wig. It's like coming towards the front. It's very Grey's Anatomy, though.
Wasn't she a crackhead? I mean, is that what you think? I don't know. I thought maybe most crackheads I know have some hairstyle.
No, I don't even know what to say about that. But what I can say is that wig was ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And I didn't like how it was coming like forward. I mean, but
it was very 88. She was like, here's a story of a girl named Amy.
And I got a second look at it. Like in the surgery, and I looked again at the very end of the episode. Like, it's not getting
better.
She's
all wholesome now, but 2 seasons ago in Private Practice, she was in leather. I mean, I understand people 12 steps, they get together, mm-hmm. they find themselves. Find yourself a new hairdresser.
Boop.
Okay, so bloop.
So moving right along.
Moving right along. The conjoined twins. Hey, after Brother Star was calling him Siamese.
I was like, I didn't know. You should see the scribbles on here. I'm like, should I say Siamese?
I'm like, Star, it's conjoined.
Conjoined. There it is. I just don't hate me.
Oh,
this. But I love how they were like, don't react when you see our patients. And then that's what they, you know. That's what they're saying, and then I immediately react. I was like, ooh, when they turned around, because the reveal was definitely like, oh, I didn't see this coming.
Yeah, and I loved how one of them was like, yeah, our boyfriends. I was like, they conjoined too? Like attracts like?
I have no idea, but it was a very different, it was a very interesting story, but it just seemed a little quick.
Right.
I would have loved this episode.
All
or
the
patient
story seemed a little quick.
Well, this patient episode was, it was a lot going on, and I don't feel like they were super prepared.
Right.
So we could have used this patient story maybe on another episode for one of those past filler ones, because
right.
This would have been a lot more interesting. Have they done conjoined twins?
Yes, they have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe they're just prepared. Like we
but
got this.
We didn't have Amy in her wig with the conjoined twins, so that was a new dynamic and added extra little lanyap,
little lanyap.
So okay, before we talk even more about this, the epic Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah,
go to iTunes, rate us, comment. Leave a comment. What is wrong with me? Tell a friend. We love hearing your comments. Some of them are hilarious. People be going in. We're so glad you're passionate about the show because we are too. Let us know if there's things we don't know. We always want to be on the know on everything Grey's Anatomy because that's how we roll here at AfterBuzz TV.
That's how we do.
So what else? What was another standout that I really enjoyed? Well, Bailey. She injected. We knew, well, I mean, come on, we called it last week. She injected the boy with the HIV virus. Mm-hmm. Now he's doing great.
Yeah, they were like, wow, he's doing good. Where's Bailey? She's been avoiding us because we yelled at her and da-da-da-da-da. Is that going to be revealed next episode? Yes.
You know, maybe, but you know what?
She's going to hold that in and they're just going to move on. And...
They have to pick because now we see Yang possibly could be leaving. I mean, they just have to, if Bailey can't be the center now, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. It has to be a 2-hour season finale. To get everything that they've been trying to build. Because normally by this time, there's an arc. There is something leading up to, like, the
yeah,
grand
slam. Yeah, we
don't slam,
know yet,
you
right?
know, like, there's something that has to be... Like, with the shooter, his wife died.
Ooh, don't talk about the shooter. I know, bad dreams. But... It gives me bad dreams.
Here's the thing, though. What made the season six finale...
Jesus, it's a fire.
One of the best in TV history, and they were talking about it for weeks after, was when we saw him come back. We had no idea that he was going to come back and go to town.
Are you a nurse or a doctor? Are you a nurse or
I'm a surgeon. Boom.
Ooh.
You know? So we knew something was happening with Izzy, cancer, Denny. There was things that were, you know, in fruition that were bringing us to this, like, epic climax.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
And I don't know what it's going to be. We know farewell to Christina. I mean, it's like hashtag farewell Christina. We know that's the theme right now, but the finale.
But what is the show?
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. We haven't really found that arc yet. But with that said, like, something has to build off her injecting this HIV virus into her son.
Like Contagion, either, like it breaks out or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
That'd be dope.
Or he just gets even worse, or he gets even better.
Or he dies.
Or more tests. Oh my gosh.
Or Brayden dies.
Brayden.
Speaking of dying, we have a caller on the line. Caller on the line with the Grey's Anatomy after show.
That was the worst transition.
Ever. Hey, you're on the air with Grey's Anatomy. Hello. All right.
And they hung up.
Okay,
speaking
great.
Of dying.
You jinxed them.
Yeah, so who knows? There's two more episodes left for the finale.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we got Karev, we've got Frankie got discharged.
And the whole family got discharged.
The whole family got... Frankie died, sorry. And, Frankie died.
But, the other one, the mom, Sabine. What a cool name, Sabine. But we do see... I love the transition from the monologue that... Yang was giving to Sabine, and then all of a sudden she's going to Zurich. You know, sometimes you need to leave the hospital to heal. You need to, yeah. So.
Yeah, that was definitely foreshadowing.
Right.
You know, because sometimes you just got to step away, and then just you can see the whole big picture. She had to step away and go to Zurich.
What would make these final episodes well worth it is stop with the patient. Who cares now? Fine, we get it. It's a hospital. But focus on the jewel.
Have they ever had an episode where they didn't do any patients?
No.
Right? So I think they're going to stick with what works. It's 10 seasons.
I know.
So that's never going to happen, Jason.
But the thing, it's like we have such a monumental milestone that's looming, that's coming. And it's just, I feel to do it justice, sometimes it's like when you spread yourself too thin. Nothing really gets done to the full. I mean, you can, but more times than not, things will get done to the fullest of your capabilities. You know, I think with the writing, they should focus on Yang leaving and how that's going to impact everyone. God, Meredith is losing her best friend, and
it's just interesting. Like that, I feel like they've lost. Every season had a theme,
right?
You know, like it was
the theme of love, and
know, and I feel like we've just lost that a little bit, and we're just kind of like all over the place. Like ever since the plane crash, like. Before the plane crash, there was this big, I don't know.
No, you're right. Every season had a theme.
Had
like something, you know, after the shooting, it was about rebuilding the hospital.
Rebuilding.
And, you know,
and then
after the plane crash, healing, you know. Seriously.
What is going on this season?
No one knows. Yang is leaving.
Yang is leaving. Okay, well, you could just be happy with that then.
Right, but the twist that everyone was talking about on Twitter and on Entertainment Weekly was... what Burke proposed to Yang, because we thought, of course, I thought Burke was coming back to reclaim, you know, his love for Yang.
Yeah, we all thought that. They, of course, that was not going to be what it was about, right?
But Burke wants to give
Burke,
it all up.
Yeah, Burke is like, I don't want you. And then that line lingered, and I was like, ooh.
No, the best part was, I'm not finished. Look. Janet Jackson stare.
Yeah, she was like, I'm not finished.
No.
The answer is no.
No, it's a no what? No.
No. I like that. No. No.
Not like, no. Noah.
I love that one. Yeah. Hashtag Noah.
Noah. Like, N-O-W-A-H.
A-H? Noah. I don't know. We've lost it.
But I know. But he wants to get he wants to give it to a hospital in Zurich.
So basically, he feels like his, you know, his wife took time off of being a surgeon. She was a surgeon first, right? Yes. Maybe I missed something, or she was a doctor at least, and she made sacrifices to have this marriage and this family. And he feels like it was his time to step away. I just don't know it. Well, I don't know. He's going to step away, and he's giving the hospital to Yang. And I don't know if Yang really should take it. Well, it's everything she wanted. She said it.
Yeah. And we see, so when she comes back from Zurich and Christina, and I'm sorry, Meredith meets her at the hospital.
At the airport?
At the, whatever, same place. you don't know if she said yes or no. All you have is just a blank stare, as usual, from Yang, because her face is so expressionless.
But that's her person, and her person knows that she's going
to... They're intuitive. They're synced up.
Yeah, they're synced up.
They're probably like, you know, have their, like, you know, flow comes and visits both of them at the same day every month.
Yeah, probably, but not if she moves to Zurich, because that'll just, like, flip.
Time zones, you know, all that.
Meredith
will
match up with, like Arizona, Calzona, and... Ooh. I don't know. That'd be weird.
We're like, add crickets.
Yeah, that's not her person anymore. Who's going to be her person? Oh, my gosh.
Amy.
No, Amy's... No. Is Amy sticking around?
I think there's... I think a lot of things that we're seeing now are segueing to what's going to happen in season 11.
So Amy's staying. Okay, Probably. Fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, but should she take the hospital or should she move to Zurich? Should she... Next week we see a proposal from Owen.
He's so beautiful.
That'll be in predictions.
Yeah, well, let's move on to predictions. Let's move on to news and gossip.
Move on.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So this week's news and gossip is me and Star created a new way of saying no. It's Noah. That's all we have. There was really no news and gossip today. I searched to scour the web. There was nothing. I'm sorry, guys.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
Well, as we find out from online and from our Twitter followers that Christina is in it till the last episode of the season. So I predict that Christina does take the hospital. And she does leave. She leaves it all behind because she tried to leave it all behind once before to go to Minneapolis right after the plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
Plane crash, but that didn't work. But
they weren't giving her what she wanted. She went away for that plane crash.
And it's like, okay, she didn't win the Harper Avery, but she got something better than the Harper Avery. She got a way to have her own legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's even better.
Better. Sometimes, it's all like they say, you pray for something, and you think it's going to happen a certain way, but sometimes it comes out even better than you imagined.
I'm going to say God does things for a reason, but...
Yep, God has a plan. Hallelujah. Ooh. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Why? Because...
Ooh.
Star? Prediction.
Predictions. Okay, well, Owen's going to propose to her next episode. I don't think she's going to take the proposal.
Damn.
It happened too many times. It's not meant to be.
Yeah, their dynamic is squashed.
And the fact that he made it pretty clear. If you're going to be a surgeon to this capacity, you've got to find someone who's going to hold down the fort. And neither of them are each other's person. So why would she stay back for a relationship that's love? But it's like
and
tainted.
Even more weird is that Meredith didn't want to reveal to Owen that Burke, that she went to go see Burke, because it's like, mine's bigger than yours contest now.
Oh yeah, you know that what I'm moment saying?
Because, and I thought about that, I was like, when I saw Burke come back and then I saw Owen, Burke's energy
is like
off the charts. Yeah. Like 7.9 earthquake, and then you have Owen who's like a 4.0. You're like,
yeah,
oh,
but you love Owen so much. He's so good looking.
He's definitely dropped it gorgeous. But I'm talking about chemistry. Burke and Christina, they're mythic. They're like organic, like the stars and planets.
That's true. That's true. I feel like something's gonna happen with this HIV testing as well with Brayden and Dr. Bailey. So I feel like maybe the lid's gonna be blown off that. Even though
by Edwards,
even though Edwards didn't, you know, is on her side, thinking that she's number one, but she might slip. You know, yeah. she's known to, you know, swap monkey and get crazy with it.
Well,
here's why I am
predicting that the finale needs to be so off the charts and so like wow that I'm speechless for at least 10 minutes afterwards, like when Georgia got hit by the bus.
Love that.
Yeah, you know?
So that's it for this week's episode of Grey's Anatomy's After Show. I'm your girl, Star Session. You can find me on Twitter at StarrSession. And this is my co-host,
Jason J. Cardi. You can also find me on Twitter at JJC Forever and also at the SayWhatWebShow.com.
Yeah, don't forget to follow.
Follow us on Instagram, too.
Time.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.